You're listening to the LA Business Journal's weekly podcast.
Hi, this is Jerry Sullivan, editor of the Los Angeles Business Journal, and here's an update on some of the stories in this week's issue.
Cedars-Sinai Medical Center looks poised to go into biotech manufacturing, thanks in part to a $2 million grant from the U.S. Commerce Department. Our Shwanika Narayan checks in with Fred Siegel, the famed L.A. retailer that's taking its show on the road. Office landlords and developers are investing tens of millions of dollars in luxury amenities intended to attract and retain tenants who see perks as a way to recruit and retain employees. Several local chambers of commerce are forming nonprofit affiliates that allow them to seek more funding and carry out a broader array of programs. Lou Horn lost a brother to homelessness some years ago. The president of CBRE's Southern California, Arizona, and Hawaii division doesn't intend to sit idly by while the Los Angeles market loses its luster to the challenges presented by homelessness today. Turn to page 20 for more from Horn's personal and professional perspectives. Kayne Anderson Rudnick's Spuds Powell is once again number one on Barron's national list of top 100 independent financial advisors. That's what Sullivan says on page 3. Our periodic LA Rising feature checks in on Chinatown.
Remember, you can always get local business news on our website, labusinessjournal.com, and sign up to get email newsletters, one in the morning and another in the afternoon. And you can sign up to get our Silicon Beach Report, an email that keeps you up to date on all the happenings in LA's tech scene. Thanks for listening. This is Jerry Sullivan.